وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the guidelines of the Holy Book and characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed in His Holy Book about the perfect human being, the ideal image of human being. We have come previously to the verse of chapter Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Furqan verse 17 proposes the issue of tawbah, repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ones who have repented after they have faith and they act righteously, for these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their misdeeds with good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-forgiving, all-merciful. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. And in the next, the following verse, he continues, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. The one who repents and acts righteously, he repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will refer to him definitely. We talked a little bit about the issue of tawbah in the last previous episode. We mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually made a kind to the human beings by opening the gate of tawbah. We quoted the statement of Al-Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, in the one of the supplications in Sahifa Sajjadiyya. Imam says, أنت الذي فتحت لعبادك بابا سميته التوبة. You, O the Lord, you are the one who has opened a gate, a specific gate for your servants, and you called it tawbah, repentance. It shows that that's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could avoid opening such a gate. It was not His duty. He was not expected to do so. Rather, it was His mercy. It's a manifestation of His mercy. We said that not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance, then He offers a very remarkable advantage and point for these repenters and these servants of Him. He says that not only I accept your repentance, not only I forgive you because of the wrong deeds you have done, I replace them with the good ones. That is the ultimate surprise that we face in this verse. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names himself in His holy book, All Clement, At-Tawwab, All Clement. We said that this is a kind of public hope for all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is exception. Even the infidels, the one who has worshipped other than God, he also can have this hope that if he repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept. So that's why we said it shows that the issue of repentance is a very significant one. We should elaborate on that a little bit more. So continue following us after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimi sallu alayhi Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the great manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named Tawbah. Definitely, the meaning of Tawbah is not only some oral statements we repeat and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, I accept your repentance. No, definitely repentance is something that is connected with our heart. Although sometimes expressing some specific phrases or some specific words or sentences might be necessary for showing our repentance, but that is only the outer layer of such phenomenon. The deep core primary part of such phenomenon is to purify our heart. Actually, repentance is a process of purification. Actually, we are trying to purify our hearts. It means that we start asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and this is the first step for purification, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify our hearts. So this is the very significant point, that we shouldn't think that, okay, tawbah is just saying something orally, just saying astaghfirullah orally, and that's finished. No, that is only a very tiny part of tawbah. We read in Nahjul Balagha that Amir al-Mu'mineen once faced a person repeating constantly, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen said that it seems that you haven't understood the reality of istighfar, the reality of tawbah. It shows that you just repeat that without gaining any effect within your heart. Atadri mal istighfar, do you know what repentance is? إِنَّ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ دَرَجَةُ الْعِلِّيِّينَ. That is a position, the rank, a very high level of saints. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen says that tawbah, repentance, presupposes several stages in advance. If you do not feel any kind of regret in your heart, if you have not decided yet to not to refer and not to repeat what you have done, the sin that you have done, if you haven't decided to avoid it completely, the act that you are doing is not tawbah. Tawbah is impossible, is improbable without regretfulness. Tawbah is not going to happen without a new decision to avoid the act for the next time. Tawbah is impossible, is meaningless, if you haven't decided to make up, to repair whatever you damaged before. So it's a kind of decision connecting back to your heart to make up whatever wrong thing you have done. If you have ruined some people's right, you have to solve it. If you have lost some acts, divine acts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqqullah, a prayer that you have to redo it, or a fasting that you have to redo it, you have to take care of them. So these are all together, they give a specific concept of repentance. So that is not very simple. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will more elaborate on this issue. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah.
it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. See you.